Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, and of course I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of the show. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
How are you?
Ready for the weekend.
What, you've been on vacation, haven't you?
So? Oh. What a busy vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. Care to share?
No.
Of course, it's too little, too late, you know. Back when I needed this to happen, it didn't happen. But it has since happened, hasn't it, Brian?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's going all red in the face and quiet. All right, fine. Anyway, I'd like to wish my son, Brian, a happy birthday, because the show is uploading on May 30th, his birthday. He turns 18.
Uh-oh.
Scary, isn't it? I'm like, how the hell can I have an 18-year-old?
Well, you
shut up. Shut up.
Well, don't ask questions you don't want to answer to.
Oh, good Lord. Well, happy birthday, son. This is great. Now, did you see in the news about a woman who woke up after 17 and a half hours of no brain activity, Val Thomas? She's from Charleston, West Virginia. Now, I know a lot of men out there are probably thinking, 17 and a half hours with a woman with no brain activity. You know, like they're married to people who have gone longer. And you know what? Okay, guys, this was your chance to really jump on all those jokes. And I think that, you know, have your laugh. Yuck it up. But it is an amazing...
It's like doing a podcast with Laura.
But it is amazing. And the woman had 3 heart attacks. She was already going into rigor mortis. Her toes were curling back. Her fingers were stiffening. And then she wakes up after the nurses are pulling all the tubes out, thinking, okay, this is it. Call it a day, you know. And she woke up. That is just...
I'm wondering if it was maybe just machine malfunctions.
Really?
Think about it. Most of the time, they're relying on the machines to give them proper information.
Yeah, she's a really deep sleeper. Oh, my God. But, yeah, 3 heart attacks. Yeah. I wonder now if she'll have, like, psychic ability. You know, like Danion Brinkley, remember him?
No.
You never heard of Danion Brinkley, Saved by the Light?
No.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Well, sorry, some of us have a life.
No, come on. Danion Brinkley wrote his book, Saved by the Light. He worked with Dr. Brian Weiss. Was it Brian Weiss? I think so, yeah. And actually went on to be a made-for-TV movie, and it starred Julia Roberts' brother. What's Eric Roberts? Eric Roberts played Danion Brinkley in the Saved by the Light made-for-TV movie, which I have a copy of on VHS. It's very rare to get. He was a real tough guy. He was a real SOB. I forget which war he served in. It might have been... I don't think... No, he's not old enough to have been in the Vietnam War, but he did some time in the military, and apparently he was a real, you know, nasty dude in the military. He got out of the military. He used to be, like, the neighborhood bully and just, like, really terrorized people. And one day, you know, he went to pick up the phone because his girlfriend... He was living with his girlfriend, and he got a phone call. She told him he was in the bedroom. She yelled into the bedroom for him to pick up the extension, and when he did... They lived, I think, in North Carolina, which has a real high rate of lightning bolts hitting things and stuff. And a lightning bolt must have hit, like, the house or the phone line, and it traveled. The current came right over the phone and it picked him up. It threw him and smashed him into the ceiling of his bedroom and threw him down on the ground. She heard this crash. She came running in, and he was, like, kind of almost, like, sizzling. And then she had to hang up the phone, get the phone to reactivate, try and call for help. Meanwhile, they get him into the ambulance. They get him to the hospital. And he's DOA, you know. They're like, that's it. You know, he got electrocuted. He's dead. And as they were wheeling him down to the morgue, his best friend said he wanted to ride, you know, with them and bring him down to the morgue. And they're on the elevator, and the best friend looks over, and he starts to see, like, the sheet move just a little bit. And what Danion was starting to wake up, and he couldn't talk, but he was blowing out his mouth to kind of puff the sheet up. And his friend saw this, and he's like, he pulls it back, and this guy is waking up. So he had been clinically dead for I forget however many minutes, but it was enough time that he said, you know, he When he recovered, he started to have this incredible psychic ability that he and his friends were watching the races, and he could tell, you know, like, first it started off with hearing cars. And he could say the make, the model, and the year of the car that would be coming down the street. And they'd run to the window, and he would be right. And they were like, wow. So then they start watching, like, the horse races on TV. And he's picking all the winners. They're like, okay, let's go. So they go to the track. And he wins all this money. Finally gets his girlfriend the dream engagement ring. And she's like, I don't know if I should accept this. You got this. You made this money wrong because, you know, you're using an ability to do this. And he's like, oh, come on. You know, I want it. I picked the right horses. And so he goes on to finally realize that he has this ability, and that when he crossed over to the other side, when he was dead, he met these beings. He didn't know how to call them or describe them, but they were light beings. And he basically got life review. And life review is where you yourself experience every kind of pain and joy you ever inflicted throughout your life. So since he had been a pretty nasty fellow, it was very painful for him to feel all the times that he picked on people, beat people up. He started to feel all of that, and he just was so ashamed. And when he came out of it, once he started to regain consciousness of that now he was supposed to be a better person, and he was trying to explain to people, you don't realize everything you're doing, you're going to re-experience in your life review. And if you lead a good life, then, you know, your life review is over in a snap, you move on, you're done. But in my case, you know, they sent him back so he could kind of instruct people and that this is how it all works and that you really have to lead a good life. And so he changed his tune, and a lot of people initially did not know how to take him. They didn't believe him at first. But then eventually it caught on. When he was out in Vegas, a mother came up to him whose son was missing, and she was hoping he could help her psychically to find her lost child. And I forget what else transpires, but he does get a vision that this woman is being abused by her boyfriend. So he takes the woman back up to his room and figures, this way the boyfriend's going to come hunting for her and be pissed as hell. So sure enough, the guy shows up. And this is with the one time when Danyon said he felt bad, but he had to go back into his old ways, and he had to, like, really throw a killer punch to, you know, and he knocked the guy out and, you know, told him, you know, don't you pick on her anymore, don't abuse her anymore, or something to that effect. But he ended up getting a bad infection in his hand and ended up in the hospital, and he died again. You know, he died like three times. He got electrocuted again, and then he died for so many minutes from the infection in his hand. But each time he died, he crossed over, he got more information. He came back with this list. That's what started all. He had written down wormwood and some other things, and it turned out they started to realize wormwood was telling about Chernobyl. All these things, he was already predicting huge events impacting humanity that he got from the other side, and that's when people started to take him seriously. This really happened to him. So, I mean, if you can read the book or just look online, get the movie for Saved by the Light. But
well, there was another movie, a comedy, that was sort of like that.
Really?
I can't think of the actor's name. Basically, you know, he led a very meek life, goes to heaven, not even heaven really, but almost like purgatory, and basically he has to, defending your life.
I was gonna say, yeah. That wasn't Meryl Streep in that?
Meryl Streep, and I can't remember the actor's name.
Yeah, kind of chubby, dark-haired guy.
Curly-haired.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's almost like that.
Yeah, that was a little more comical. This was, yeah, it's, and I have to say, Eric Roberts did an awesome job in the movie, and he really, yeah. Anyway, so you should check that out. I guess we should talk about cemetery hunts.
Oh, why not?
Cemetery hunts will be on Saturday nights this year. You can meet and sign the waiver at 9 p.m. and hunt till 10:30 p.m. You must be a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society in order to participate in these hunts. Lifetime membership is available for $20 on our homepage via PayPal, or you can snail mail it to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. You cannot pay for membership at the cemetery. It must be done ahead of time. New members must complete 2 cemetery hunts in order to participate on a private investigative team. That's how you get your training. So newbies, make sure you let yourselves be known as newbies to the team leaders when you show up for a cemetery hunt so they can take you along for training. Cancellations of these dates are possible given inclement weather conditions. Please keep an eye on the site for last-minute updates, or better still, join our Yahoo and JGHS group and have the info blasted right into your email inbox. The next one coming up is May 31st. That's at the Pequest Union Cemetery in Independence. Dina Trigo's leading that one. June 7th, we have Bayview Cemetery. June 14th, Mount Olivet in Red Bank. June 21st, the Presbyterian Church Cemetery in Westfield. June 28th, Union Cemetery in Hackettstown. July 12th, Rose Hill Cemetery in Mattawan. July 19th, Connecticut Farms in Union. July 26th, Washington Cemetery in Washington. That's in the Washington and Warren County in New Jersey. August 2nd, Princeton Cemetery in Princeton. August 9th, Bayview Cemetery, Leonardo, New Jersey. August 16th, Mount Olivet in Red Bank. August 23rd is still a to-be-determined. August 30th is Rose Hill Cemetery in Mattawan. And September 6th is still to be determined. Dina Chirico is leading that one. Again, all that information is on our homepage, and it's even clickable to the respective team leader for the different hunts. In case you have directions or questions or things that you need to find out, you can email that particular team leader for that particular cemetery hunt. Okay, now meeting announcements. We have the Central Jersey Division is taking place on June 4th in the Hazlitt Library, 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Just want to say a special note that it was a good thing Greg and Sherry canceled. They are the team leaders for the Central Jersey, and they canceled the May meeting. That was the last time they saw their granddaughter Isabella alive, and our hearts and prayers go out to them and their family. It was very sad, but hopefully, you know, they're back on track. I asked them if they wanted to cancel the June meeting as well, and they said nope, they want to just jump back in the game and stay busy, so that's good. So God bless them, and our prayers again go up for them. Our North Jersey division is on June 17th. That's located in the Community Center in Hackettstown at 293 Main Street. That's Dina Trigo's team leader for the North Jersey Division. This month's topic will be poltergeist, products of the living more so than the dead? That's a good question. Both these meetings start at 7 p.m. and end at 8:30 p.m. and are free and open to the public to attend. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, this is Rosemary Ellen Garley, author of the Encyclopedia of Ghosts and Spirits and many other paranormal books. You're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the Parashares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, birth time, and birthplace, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. Of course, this week we have no Parashare.
Wow.
However, I wanted to bring to people's attention, in case you ever look at the free photos that are available for view on ghostweb.com, I noticed, actually, the way I found out about this was I still get the weekly newsletter from the IGHS. It's an email newsletter. And they mentioned that, well, you've got to see this picture of these people in Spain with this really creepy full-body apparition. I'm like, really? I click on it, and I'm like, that looks so fake. And then I start looking at it more, and I'm going, where have I seen this before? And I'm like, wait a minute, I know what that is. Okay, so I start to go to the ghost website, and I start looking through all the other pictures. And then I see this one of a nice young couple holding up their little baby boy who's dressed as Robin of Batman and Robin. It's like a Halloween costume.
Right.
And the quote under the picture says some baloney about how these people took this picture of their cousins, and their cousins' grandparents or whatever show up in the picture as full body apparitions. And I look at them, I'm like, oh God, no. I know for sure what this is. I had the very same disposable camera that I bought at Party City 2 years ago. And I took pictures. And what's really neat is you take the pictures, you don't know where anything is going to show up. And when you get them developed, you see these really ghostly, funny images. Some are Dracula, some are a pumpkin head, some are skeletons, some are like zombies, some are like old-time photos of people to make it look like your grandparents or an old dead aunt or somebody is showing up in the photo. And that's when I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding. So I sent an email copying that picture that Dave had on his site, theghostweb.com, and then I included the pictures that I found. I have the same grandparents, apparently, in the picture that I took. I took a picture of my son and my mother, and the two grandparents show up in the same position of the frame, lower left-hand corner of the frame. Then there's another picture of my younger son and my parents sitting on my couch, and I've got two other older people in the right lower corner frame, and then a picture of my younger son with a skeleton. And my son was doing pretty, he was putting his arm out to look like he was trying to hug whatever ghost was standing next to him. And unfortunately, he was a little, he's centered, and the image came in the lower left part of the frame. But, so I sent an email to Dave to let him know, you know, those are false positive ghost photos. Hello, they're from a party store camera that put them in there. And now when I went back to check the site, he has a little thing written under the one picture with the Batman kid, you know?
Right.
It's now, people are saying that this is a fake photo. What are your thoughts? You know? And it was funny because originally what he had written under there was like, I have really scrutinized this photo, and with all my years of photography experience, I can tell you there's no way this could have been falsified. This is a real full-body apparition of these grandparents. And that's when I wrote in. I'm like, yeah, but I have the same grandparents? Hello. You know? And
well,
now
he is the expert.
He's the expert. And he took that blurb down about how he scrutinized the photo and just put up this, now it's been said to be a fake, what are your thoughts? So go take a look at it. You can actually check the photo out. It's photos1.ghostweb.com/tford1.html.
I'm sure you'll have the link on the website.
Yeah, I'll have to put it on our site so you can click to it. And then you know, and you can also look at the one of the couple taken supposedly in Spain with the zombie thing in the upper right corner. But yeah, it was. I bought the camera at Party City a couple years ago. I was taking pictures. We were having a blast, you know. So that's your Parashare somewhat segment. Thanks for playing the X-Files theme in the background.
Oops.
Let me tell you, people, today has been like just not a good technical day. First, we couldn't even get the sounds and stuff to come in. It took Brian, I don't know, what, a half hour to get something, like, between USB cables and, you know. When we still had to make up for the screw-up from last week where we lost all of News of the Weird. We had to re-record that so we could have that show finally go up. And, yeah. And then my printer didn't print out the entire script, so I'm reading News of the Weird, and I'm like, oh. And I'm trying to motion to Brian to cut. It's like, what? I'm like, cut! I don't have the script!
Well, why don't you just say, cut?
Well, I was hoping to have a nice clean like break so that way you could just patch the recordings together. But anyway, you know what? There's no secrets, you know? I'm already admitting that's how much we screwed up. So, you know, it might as well be a live show for what this is worth. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break.
Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is Intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel, where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger of GhostVillage.com, and when I'm not out hunting ghosts and seeking out folklore, I'm listening to The Deadline.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive-time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Last week's Haunted Trivia asked, where is the haunted firehouse located? The answer, Syracuse, New York, which is at 176 West Seneca Turnpike. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Who founded the American Ghost Society? There you go. That's the question. Told you it was easy. Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net and you'll win the book, The Scalpel and the Soul, by Dr. Alan J. Hamilton. This neurosurgeon explores the encounters with surgery, the supernatural, and the healing power of hope. It's a hardcover and retails for $23.95. Woohoo! So be the first person to email hauntedtrivia@njghs.net with the correct answer of who founded the American Ghost Society. Now, just so you know, in case you haven't looked at the website, and you know who you are, Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse Dinner and Investigation on August 16th is sold out.
Ha ha. But if someone wants to buy my ticket, $500 and it's yours.
Well, not only are you transporting me, Dina's going to go.
And this was going to be asked when?
Well, I'm kind of asking now, like, don't go selling your ticket for $500.
Hey, if someone comes up to me and offers me $500 for my ticket, you guys are driving yourself.
All right. You're right.
If someone came up and offered you $500 for your ticket, you'd be like,
See ya.
Have fun.
Say hi to the fish and chips.
Send me a Maine lobster.
Yeah, right. Well, actually, yeah, they do. Isn't it like Omaha Steaks? Don't they have a lobster by mail thing, too?
I don't know.
I know rentmothernature.com, you can rent a lobster trap, and then they'll air express you whatever lobsters they catch. Isn't that cool?
I wouldn't know.
Check it out, rentmothernature.com. Oh. It's like some of the best gifts, the most unique gifts you can give to people, like maple tree leases, and then they get the maple syrup, and you can rent the lambs and the sheep and cows and all kinds of different nut trees, pecan trees. And the person gets all the little updates, and they get their nice lease with their name on their lease, and then they get the finished, you know, whatever the thing produces, the product.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's a baby, like for Jeff Belanger, when he and Megan had their little daughter Sophie, Vince and I bought them a lease for a lamb, and then they got the picture of the lamb and a lease in their daughter's name. And then when it was time to shear the lamb, they sheared it, and they made it into a baby blanket, so she has a keepsake. Isn't that cute? Really great place. Anyway, so the Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse Dinner and Investigation on August 16th is sold out. Now, hopefully if nobody buys Brian's ticket for $500, Brian and I will be going, and Dina's supposed to come here and drive up, you know, ride with us, you know, so you don't have to go. We don't have to go to Belvedere and backtrack to get her and come back out. You know, you just swing by, get, and off we go.
Really?
Really, yeah.
I'll have to think about that.
You know, and this is why I booked a room with two queen beds, because something told me. You know, it was already sold out, and she emailed me. She said, wow, I missed out on that. And I'm like, well, I have one spot left, and I deem the thing sold out because most people travel in pairs, right? So yeah. I figured, well, there was no point in leaving it open and have somebody register two people, and I'd be over my head, because I had a maximum. So she's like, oh, really? You have one spot left? I'm like, yeah, you know. So she took it. And then she was like, okay, so it's only $80 for the hotel room if we split it. I'm like, well, I'm staying both nights, and so is Brian. So if you want to ride with us, you know, and you only want to stay one night with me, that's fine, and then somebody else can drive you home the next day, that's your option, too. She's like, oh, okay, so I don't know, but hopefully, we'll, Three Musketeer it.
We'll see.
At least you have your own room, Brian. It's not like you...
Brian always has his own room.
I wanted my own room, too, but, you know, what could I do? I don't know if... I know Dina wouldn't be able to afford it if she had to pay the, you know... It gets pricey, you know. I was figuring I was already paying for it. What the hell? And, you know. I was hoping against hope, you know. But that's not going to happen. Anyway. So, let's see. Oh, the Paranormal Intensive 2008 on September 20th. Don't forget to register for that. Each workshop is only $25 per person. Register for the ones you want. Of course, the presenters will have their books and wares on sale and available to autograph as well. Dinner and spirit circle at the Haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse that night with famous psychic medium Jane Doherty from 7 to 10 p.m. is only $60 per person. Stay tuned to the website, www.njghs.net, or sign up for our Yahoo groups to get the latest info blasted in your email inbox. MSRP, and I feel like one of those car commercials.
Jesus.
Tax and title not included. okay, yeah, so let's speed it up because it's been a hell of a day so far, and I'm definitely losing my voice with this cold here. So, all right, thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline. Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Chirico. Oh, and of course, thanks to you for listening to me and my screw-ups and the shows. Keep downloading them weekly so you can bear witness to what an idiot I am. Because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.